Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are living in the faith zone.
Yes,
declare it this morning. Wherever you are, in your car, in your home, declare it this morning. I am
living
in the faith zone.
The faith zone.
I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
And not by sight.
And not by sight.
And our faith is attached
to the word
of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And I'm glad you had that last statement because it's not spooky faith. We're not having a spooky teaching. We're teaching you reality. The word is real, and our teaching of the word is real. And now we understand that faith and the word are together. No word, no faith. Great faith, great amount of word. Faith comes, how?
By hearing.
And by hearing The word of God. That's what faith is. So no faith, no word. No word, no faith. So faith and the word, they are one. Faith and the word, they are one. They are one. And they produce the proof of what you are believing. Because I believe the word work. And there's a scripture, it doesn't come to my mind, and you can find it, that two sets of people hear the word. Two sets of people. The Bible said there are two sets of people. They hear the same word. But one, it didn't profit one nothing. Two sets of people hearing the word of God. One set, it's profit them. And the other set, the Bible says, it's profit them nothing. And it tells us why. He says they did not profit from it because they did not put what?
Faith. And that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
That's right.
For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So it must be mixed with faith. Just like the example we gave yesterday in the end zone of a football field. You could be in the end zone, but unless you have the ball,
you didn't profit you nothing.
It doesn't profit you anything.
It doesn't profit you not one thing. The only one that gets profit is the one with the ball.
Yeah.
That's it.
When they have those big contentions at the end of the, by the end zone right there, and they're trying to get in, you get 10, 20 players in there, but the only one that's scoring is the one who is holding the ball.
Yes.
Continuously holding. He can't fumble.
He's holding
the ball. So that represents our faith. We must hold on to our faith, which is rooted in the foundation of the Word of God. And just think, as people, how much we hold the traditions of men, different types of writings, to such high regard. You have a coupon, and that store doesn't give you your coupon price, people will go off. They'll hold that thing to the end. No, this coupon says it's $1.98 a pound, and you charge me $2.02 a pound, right? Yeah. People will go all the way back to their house. They come all the way back to the store to contest about a coupon. So how much more should we be holding fast to the Word of God, the written Word of God? It's all outlined here for us, His principles.
Because the written Word of God is the key. Key to life is the Word of God. Key to life. We know, according to Scripture, that Jesus is our example of the Word. Jesus is the example. Because we know he went to the temple, and as he opened the book from Isaiah, he was reading it. And as he read the Word, it shines mm-hmm. on him. Mm-hmm. The Word shines, the revelation. When I said the Word shines on him, he got the reveal, Word, reveal. And Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. Not a feeling. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. He says, he's reading it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Mm-hmm. And he goes down the list.
Yeah.
As he read it. Mm-hmm. And he says, this scripture now what? Fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I am it.
He found the place where it was written.
Yes.
And that's in Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Come on.
And when he had opened the book, yeah. he found
the place.
So he had to take some action here.
yeah.
He was handed the book.
Yeah.
Then he had to open the book.
Yeah.
Then he had to find the place yeah. where it was written.
Yeah.
And he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So he found the place where it was previously already written in the book of Isaiah.
Yes.
And he's reading it now. So he's declaring it about himself, because verse 20 says, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down.
Yes.
And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture, today, the day he found the scripture, he opened the book, he found the scripture, and he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Yeah. In your what? In your hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. These are some very common scriptures, but we really have to get the full revelation of them in order to be able to operate in this earth realm, in the faith realm.
Yes.
We're in the earth realm, but as children of God, we're operating in the faith realm.
Yes. And so he closed the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out to do what? Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He now went out and does exactly mm-hmm. what he just read. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything
outside of that. He did the specific declaration regarding him.
That's it.
And the pastor taught a while back about good things and right things. And a lot of times we spend too much time doing all the good things. And we are not moving forward in the right thing. We're so consumed. I know for myself, so consumed doing good things. Yeah, this person asked me this. Okay, I'm going to do it. Good. You're just wearing yourself out, going from side to side, doing all these good things and never making any forward progress in the right thing. What is right for you? The place where it is written for you. The right thing is going to bring you progress. Good things, may bring you the praise of men, but doing the right thing is going to advance you in the things of God. So we have to be focused in, especially here, it's nearing the end of the year. And all of us, you know, we have made our vows coming into 2025, our New Year's resolutions and such, things that we wanted to aspire to throughout this year. So there's some good things we're going to have to cut back in order to do the right thing.
Hallelujah. It is. I'm so blessed on this teaching, Diane and Emily, because you can see it. Isaiah says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the living God is now risen upon you. When the word of God comes, light comes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You read it that.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then verse 2 tells us, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So the condition does not matter. Darkness covering the earth and deep darkness among the people doesn't matter. It doesn't stop the glory of God from falling upon us. When we yield to the glory, when we submit to the glory, because it's not a glory that we have to work up. Sometimes we think through good things that we have to work up the glory. But when we're doing the right thing, the glory of God is resting upon us.
Yes. And I always says, the light shine on the darkness. Mm-hmm. Cannot
comprehend it.
Comprehend it. Mm-hmm. Can someone say that this morning out there? And the light shine. Mm-hmm. And the darkness can never comprehend it. Mm-hmm. So all we need is the light. Mm-hmm. And the light comes from the word. Mm-hmm. And it comes by us accessing the word of God. Mm-hmm. And go walk it out by faith. Mm-hmm. And earlier this week, Emily gave us the great definition of faith. She says, faith is a living force drawn out of the word of God to produce proof. Mm-hmm. Proof that this Bible is right. Mm-hmm. Jesus, and we just read this, you just read the scripture from Luke. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Jesus draw it. Mm-hmm. He draw the scripture out. And then he goes out and do it. It's produced the proof. Didn't Jesus heal the sick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Jesus open the blind eyes? Mm-hmm. That's the proof. He says it before he did it. Mm-hmm. He says it before he did it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't hocus pocus, wishing on an open. He pulled it out of the word.
In John chapter 1, starting at verse 1, in the beginning was the word.
Mm, yes.
And the word was with God, and the word was God. Mm. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him
was
the life, which was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness has no opinion or authority to be able to stay when the light is turned on. So we must operate in the light and continue to walk in the freedom that represents. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.